Welcome. Hi, everybody. It is Frankie Boyer. And by the way, our first guest today is being incredibly generous. He is offering free books to people if they go to his website. So we need to get that information to you ASAP. He is attorney Hillel Presser. His new revised edition, Financial Self-Defense, How to Protect Everything You Own from Everyone, Every Time, Build Your Financial Fortress Today, Legally Safeguard Your Wealth Against Lawsuits, Creditors, Divorce, Foreclosure, and Every Other Financial Threat That Can Unexpectedly Wipe You Out. And if you think I'm kidding, Hillel, I have a very good friend, and it is such a pleasure to welcome you to the program.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
What's the website they can go to get this fabulous book?
If they go to www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, just fill out the contact us on the lower left-hand side. As long as they mention your show, I'm going to send them an autographed complimentary copy of the new book, free shipping included.
Okay. Give that again. It's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com.
AssetProtectionAttorneys.com.
Okay. All right. Make sure you write that down, everybody. .com. Get a free book. This is such an important story because I have a very good friend who got herself into a mess. She moved to New York City. She became an artist. It's very fuzzy, her stuff. She grew up in a family of art dealers, so she had a lot of, after everybody died, she inherited all of the collections of some exquisite, very expensive pieces. And she, in the middle of all this, divorced, and the bottom line is that she has some creditors and some people going after her. And I thought she was crazy when she said to me, I've got to get rid of everything in my apartment, they're going to come and take it. And I thought she was crazy, Hillel. She's not, though, is she?
Not at all. You know, unfortunately, and especially with the economy being so bad, there's over 100 million lawsuits every single year. The stats is that in the next 12 months, one out of three people will be sued, and the average person is sued 4 to 5 times over their lifetime. Unfortunately, you know, nobody's exempt. Doesn't matter what business you're in, or even if you don't work, you know, nobody gets up in the morning and expects to be sued. But unfortunately, there's so many people out there who want to take advantage of the litigation system and the fact that, hey, you know, even if they don't have a good case, you might just settle with them because it's going to cost you thousands of dollars to try and defend it.
So what do we need to do to make sure that our things stay the way that they are, that we don't have to lose any of the assets we have?
Sure. Well, the first thing you want to do is you want to educate yourself and become a good client. And again, if anybody goes to the website at www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, as long as they tell us they heard about us on your show, we're going to send them a complimentary autographed copy of our new best-selling book with free shipping. Once they've educated themselves, they definitely need to inventory their wealth. So many people have so much more than they think they have. There's a lot more to assets than just checking or savings accounts or homes or cars. You might have people who owe you money. You might have inheritances. You might have phone numbers or domain names or intellectual property. So before you can do anything, you need to inventory your wealth. Once you've educated yourself and once you've inventoried exactly what it is you have, you need to protect yourself. And there's literally hundreds of tools that we use as asset protection attorneys that clients can use to protect themselves. And they range everything from taking assets out of your name and putting them in protective entities such as LLCs, trusts, limited partnerships. They include what we call equity stripping, putting liens or mortgages on your property to make them unattractive.
Yeah. Is it fair to say before you go for bankruptcy, before you do anything radical, read this book first?
Without a doubt. I mean, I'd probably tell you for every 100 people that walk into my office and mention the word bankruptcy, probably one of them would need bankruptcy. Everybody else just needs a rock-solid asset protection plan.
Okay. We are in a time when you know, it's crazy. There is no business as usual anymore. Hello.
Not at all.
There is no business as usual. So tell us what the best thing to do is, in your opinion. Is it best to have coins and keep them in gold and keep them in safety deposit boxes? Is that a good idea?
You know, again, that's a financial decision. We do asset protection from a legal standpoint, not a financial standpoint. So certainly, depending on what state you live in, there might be exemptions. For example, in Florida, if you put money into your house, your primary home, it's protected. Life insurance, annuity are protected in Florida. So find out what exemptions are protected in your state and put your money towards those exemptions. That way they're protected by law. Also, if you do have unprotected assets like checking accounts or real estate or things of that nature, make sure that they're protectively titled. So, for example, if you have a few hundred thousand or a few million, it doesn't matter what the number is, in checking, savings, stocks, bonds, it should not be titled to you personally. It should be titled to a limited partnership. You know, if you have rental real estate or vacation homes, it should not be titled to you. It should be titled to an asset protection LLC. The key is to own nothing but control everything.
Sounds good to me. Sounds really good to me. And by the way, our esteemed guest is a noted attorney, and he doesn't want you to be the next victim in the lawsuit. He really doesn't. And so he's offering you a free book when you go to the website, and the website is assetprotectionattorneys.com. And you go on that, and you wear, is it pretty evident you just click on that?
Yeah, just go to www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. Lower left-hand corner, they'll find a contact us form. And again, as long as they mention your show, we're going to send them a free autographed book with free shipping.
Okay, great. And just say referred by Frankie Boyer. It's over on the left-hand side of the website. So when you... When Asset Protection Secrets is the new book, so, and Financial Self-Defense is two of the books. Which one are we giving away today?
We're going to actually, you know what, if they call, I'll give them a copy of each. How's that?
Holy moly, two books, okay. When you start to, you know, decide as you get older, how to protect some of the assets that you have. When you sit down and you say, okay, I really need to protect the little I have in this day and age because it's really all that I have. We mentioned before a financial advisor. What you're saying is that this is beyond what you need. This is, to sit down with an attorney is really important as well, and most people do not understand this conversation. So explain to us why we need an attorney.
Oh, without a doubt. Well, first of all, I think financial advisors are great. You know, they can help make you money, but they can't help you make you money if you lose everything in a car accident lawsuit. They can't help make you money if you lose everything to a breach of contract claim or a short sale or a foreclosure deficiency claim. So what we tell our clients is we will never make you a penny richer. We will help you keep what you have. You know, it's terrible when people retire, you know, age 70, 80, and they've worked their whole life to retire, and they get in one car accident or have one legal liability, and they can lose everything. So what I tell our clients is, for every 60 minutes you spend making money, spend 60 seconds thinking about how to protect it, because you never know if you're going to be the next target.
It's so true. You can have everything today, and then poof, something happens, an accident, someone goes after you, and that's it. It's done.
And unfortunately, with our legal system, you know, you don't even need a real claim to sue someone. There are so many attorneys that will take your case for free on a contingency fee, which means if they beat the other person, they get a percentage of the profits. So the client who's suing you doesn't even have to put up any money, not even the court fees. It's going to cost you a minimum $5,000-$10,000 to defend. So even if they can just squeeze a couple thousand dollars out of you and go on their way, you know, it's been a success for them.
Talk to us about divorce, though.
you know, divorce, and this really goes into play for second and third marriages. You know, there's so many people, you know, who want their assets to go to their kids or to specific individuals or charities, and especially when you talk about second or third marriages. And God, I'm in the state of Florida where they say there's a 50% divorce rate, but I think it's more like 99%. But you know, it's so important to go into a marriage, you know, certainly hoping for the best, but planning for the worst. And you know, God forbid something happens, you know, you want to make sure that your assets have been set up in such a protective way that, you know, you get to leave the marriage with what you came in with it.
Absolutely. Okay, Hillel, we're out of time. The website is www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, and you get the books. It's always wonderful having you with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I truly enjoy your show and wish you the best.
Thank you, and we'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer.